RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Well, yesterday pretty much just sucked in about a million different ways. Lions, a wounded animal put down is what it felt like. And now they got an off season to go to the lab and try and fix it. Doug Karsh, Jeff Rieger in for Scott Anderson. We welcome in Kang to our producer. And Kang, before we get to the phone calls, overall, your thoughts of the state of the Lions following that playoff eliminator yesterday?
Yeah, I never had real hopes. I don't want to say real hopes. At some point during this year, I kind of felt like things were just too off too often. You know, even when they won a game, the very next game they would lose, because obviously we know they haven't won back-to-back games in a couple months here. It just seemed like something was always off with this team. And the press conferences afterwards are always, we got to clean this up. We got to execute this better. We got to do this better. And it was always something. It just never seemed to flow back-to-back games. And it was when the Lions actually beat the Giants when I thought, I just don't think this team's good enough. I don't think this is the year. And it happens. Sometimes it's not your year. Do injuries play a factor? Absolutely. But overall, the lifeline and the bloodline of this team is the offensive line. And they just haven't looked the same the last 2 years, you know, compared to the last 2 years this year. And so when they beat the Giants barely, I just thought, I think this is the type of team they are. They're not terrible, but they're kind of average. And right now they're 8-8, which is exactly average. It was still kind of jarring that they lost to Brosmer and the Vikings in that fashion, because that's pretty ridiculous. But earlier this week, though, we were talking about the playoff scenarios were still alive, right? And The miracle was maybe the Packers losing 2 in a row. I kind of brought up the miracle might be the Lions winning 2 in a row. And it's true. They couldn't do it even when it mattered the most. When you're playing against a team, the only thing that the Vikings had to play for was pride. They had a third-string quarterback who basically is nothing back there. He could barely run the offense. The defense actually played well, except for one play, the jet sweep. And that once they let that happen, it was pretty much over. And I've kind of accepted this fate, is what I was trying to say, Doug, for a couple weeks now. But to see it finally happen, it's still a little surprising. And it's unfortunate, man. It's just a really disappointing year. And they got a lot of work to do. And I think it really starts with the offensive line. You got to start there. And I think you said it earlier. Go out and get a veteran center or a left guard. You need to solidify that middle of that lineup, and hopefully Taylor Decker comes back, because otherwise you got another big hole.
248-539-9797. Ready to get to the phones?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go to Brian. You're on 97.1. Hi, Brian.
What's up, fellas?
Brian! Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, both of you gentlemen. I love you guys, too.
Thank you.
Brother, they dead in the water. They in last place. This was a horrible GM job, a coaching job, and you're not winning no, Doug, I hate to tell you this bad news after Christmas. You're not winning no Super Bowl with that quarterback, man. That guy's horrible. Yeah, if everything's perfect, he wanted a top 10. But if it's not, he wanted the worst quarterbacks in the league. And for him to be upset about what he said or didn't say or whatever, he's not worth it, man. And don't tell me, well, we got to go with him because nobody else. They're in last place. This is, nobody thought they'd be in last place. I remember I called Gator after that Bears game, think, oh, man, they got something. I was fooled like I bought a boulder rock. He is not the quarterback. He cannot get the job done. They're not in the Super Bowl window. They're not close. The three teams ahead of them in their division had the ability to get better than they do next year. And the Lions in trouble, man. They're in a world of trouble.
Brian, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. They have so much. No, I don't think. Not to mention.
I think he's wrong.
I wonder what Goff thinks about the doubters now. Like, he got so upset at the so-called doubters. The doubters were right.
Hold on. Jared Goff using whatever Jared Goff wants to use to motivate himself, or he loves that doubter stuff. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it, but it sounded like a shot at the fans. And when you take a shot.
If you want to determine it as a shot at the fans,
definitely
that's
fine.
I do not at all. I think it's just Jared Goff feeding into what Jared Goff loves. Because you know why? Because I watched him do it through the years and we talked to him. And when we had stuff like that that we offered up to him, he leaned into it and wanted to know what
Doug,
it was.
Doug, he said, so, I, he
on,
said,
Doug,
I, oh, go
Doug,
ahead.
Doug, do it through the years. Do what? Now when
I'm not talking about I'm talking about the comments he made. He loved comments that doubted them and wanted to know what they were. And so I have no issue with him using anything that he uses to motivate himself. As far as can Jared Goff win the Super Bowl, if the whole team looks like that, no. Everybody needs things to be good. Nobody out there goes, there's a very few, I should say, that don't need a lot to align to have success. This is a team sport, man. This is a team sport where you give yourself a chance when you have a complete football team. What was on the field the last few weeks of this season was far from being a complete football team. Now, it's a very safe position, Brian, to say they're not going to do it because you got the field. And taking the field every year is a very safe thing to do. But I do think if you take if you put together a team that's efficient up front offensively, they've got weapons on the outside and they've got running backs, they need their tight ends back, yeah, that offense can operate at an extraordinarily high level. And he has had.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Postseason success, and he has taken a team to the Super Bowl. But I mean, if you want to give up on him, that's fine, I guess. But I'm not giving up on him, and I'm not giving up on this team.
Well, the problem is you got nobody
this
else
season
to go for.
I am.
Well, yes, you have to give up on the season.
I mean, yeah, they're kind of locked into him with the contract.
Right, he's making $70 million next year. I'm sure they're going to restructure.
But
Doug,
yeah.
I don't think Goff has done any favors to the people like Brian that don't believe in him, because everybody has injuries. And over the last couple games, in the biggest games of the season, when you're fighting for your life, nobody's saying to win a Super Bowl. You're just got to get to the postseason, someplace you've been last 2 years, and some place that people expect you to go to. you put in your two worst performances of the year. Now, to your point about the offensive line, it's valid, but Goff is one of these guys, like any quarterback, that needs things perfect. Goff might need things extra perfect. And yesterday, he was atrocious. Sunday against the Steelers, he was bad. And you look at these other teams that have success with injuries, whether it's the Chargers, who are still fighting for the one seed, their entire offensive line is decimated. Or you look at the Niners, their entire defense is out. They too are still fighting for the one seed. So I agree with Brian. I don't want to hear it on a day like this. I don't want to hear any support for Jared Goff. It's the NFL.
Well, then, hey, Jeff, you probably don't want to hear anything I have to say all day. Honestly, because if the conclusion that Brian draws is you can't do it with this quarterback, I'll take issue with that. I don't think you could do it with the team anywhere close to the team they had on the field yesterday. And I'm sorry. I guess I don't look at a quarterback who threw for 364 yards and three touchdowns in that Steelers game as atrocious. Atrocious, Jeff?
Doug, atrocious? He put up at least six or seven balls that could have been picked, probably should have been picked. And that play in the end zone on the safety, can he get rid of it? Do you think that was a good play? I don't think Jared Goff has played the great.
No,
I don't know why
Jared Goff.
He makes the most money on the team, Doug.
I defend Jared Goff against absurd criticism on a quarterback that threw for 364 yards. You mentioned two or three bad plays or whatever you think, because he didn't throw six or seven passes that could have been interception.
Doug.
That's an over-exaggeration, Doug, A.
Back.
And B, hold on, Jeff.
Sure.
I let you talk. He did take a sack in the end zone. Yeah, he could have thrown that away. So there's a few bad plays in a game. Good quarterbacks are going to make bad plays. And let's work with the definition of atrocious. Like, this is where I defend him. I defend him against criticism like that. Yesterday was a terrible game, okay?
From who?
But from Goff.
Okay.
But for you to go atrocious, 364 yards, three touchdowns, no picks, was atrocious.
That's where I
defend him.
Defend all you want.
I'm not going to defend him. I'm not going to defend him on yesterday's performance.
Collectively,
but you lumped in a game where he played pretty well and called it atrocious.
Collectively, over the last three games, three must-win games, Jared Goff was not good enough. Now you'll say he put up 34 against the Rams.
Hold on.
About those back-to-back-to-back three and outs that lost them the game. Okay,
I agree with that. I agree it wasn't good enough. I step up and say atrocious.
Yesterday was atrocious.
Okay, you included the Pittsburgh game, and that's where I defend him.
All three, in my opinion, were borderline that. But we can mix on the words if you want.
It's probably people don't want to hear it, but.
And Doug, my whole point is, Goff is lumped in on this. That's all. This failure of a season, it's just as much on Jared Goff as it is on Brad Holmes, as it is on Dan Campbell, as it is on everybody on that staff and every player on that field. Goff doesn't get a pass because there's injuries on the offensive line. So if you take exception with atrocious, that's fair. I could take the word back, but the guy you pay the most money to on the offensive side, or at least some of the most money to on the offensive side, he simply, too, has not been good enough.
Well, I'm not going to defend him to the degree where I disagree with that. I think he could be better. That I think is fair criticism. But 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It is Carson Anderson, Rieger in for Anderson on 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.